أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we celebrate, or tonight we celebrate, the birth of an awesome personality, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Oh my goodness, I'm absolutely besotted with him, and I'd like to tell you about him. But before that, you know, in Islam, the night precedes the day. So for us, the day will begin at Maghrib time. As soon as Maghrib sets in, that is when, for us, begins the 3rd of Sha'ban, which was when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born. So I'd like to start with a story. Imagine it's a hot summer's day. Imagine an ant walking around, minding her own business. Suddenly, a drop of water drops in front of her like a waterfall. She stops in her tracks. She looks up to see where that water came from, and she sees a magnificent eagle. She falls in love with him. She's besotted. She dreams about him all the time. And she thinks, I have a tiny ant heart. That's an awesome eagle. Will he even look at me? And even if he does look down at me, will he ever notice me? He's so free. You know, one of the names of Imam Hussein, Abu Abdullah, is Abul Ahrar, the father of freedom. And this is how I learned about Abu Abdullah from my father. As a little girl, I remember the 3rd of Sha'ban, just as I remember Muharram. You know, this celebration was something that I can never forget. This night and the day to follow were celebrations greater than Eid, just as he would prepare for the 10 days leading up to the day of Ashura. This is Hussein, he used to say. This is Hussein. I was probably too young to understand his wisdom. When I used to ask him, but why, Papa? Why him? And he would say, it's about being free. It's about being at peace, about being owned by no one, being the best, being attached to those through whom you see God, that which God ordained you to be. To aspire to connect to the Rabb of Hussein, the Rabb who wished you to be free like Abul Ahrar and to be able to wear this freedom like a heart on your sleeve. My father was a successful businessman who traveled the world, but I learned from him that my heart had to be Husseini. See, we as human beings are programmed to be inclined towards those who reflect divine attributes. There is a Hindi song which says, Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai. I see my Rab, I see my God in you. So we fall in love with those who bring out our own godliness, those who bring out the best in us. Allah in Hadith Qudsi says, I was a lost treasure. I created to be recognized. So the concept being to respect, to learn, to confide, to emulate and to grow. And it was only when life presented moments of utter brokenness that I could grasp a little understanding that in consciously attaching oneself to the Rabb of Hussein in all that is tangible and intangible, can one liberate oneself from all bondage to human beings and things. And that, in essence, is to be Husseini. It's a means to achieve this power granted as free will, the freedom of choice between stimulus and response. And it is there that lies our growth and our character, our biography, our prisons, and if we choose peace through freedom. And the moment we say Hussein, we're going to think about Ashura, because it is the greatest redemptive act in history. What happened in the year 61 after Hijra on the battlefield of Karbala is as if it were taking place now in the present, in any place that we live. It's telling you and me that the only way we can achieve freedom is to connect ourselves to the Rabb of Hussein, to connect ourselves to divinity. But I'd like to end with a story that I've heard from childhood, and I'd like you to think about it too. So it is said that when Imam Hussein was born, all the angels rushed down to be able to congratulate Imam Ali, Sayyida Fatima, and the Prophet on the birth of this awesome child. Now, as the angels are going down, there is one angel, allegedly, whose name was Phutrus, who was exiled because he delayed in doing a particular act that was set out to him. So he was exiled without his wings. So he asks Jibreel and he says, "What's happening? What is all this commotion?" And they say, "Don't you know? Hussein is born." And he says, "Well, where are you going?" He says, "I'm going down. We're all going down to congratulate Sayyidah Fatima and Imam Ali and the Prophet." And he says, "Can I come with you?" And he says, "Well, if Allah permits, you can." And there was permission granted. It was like an amnesty that was granted. So he comes down with Jibreel to be able to congratulate the proud parents and the grandfather on the birth of Hussein. And he touches the cradle of Hussein. And suddenly his wings come back. And you know what? There is a mystical element to it. To me, now it has a greater impact than it did then. So when you hear about Phutrus, and when you think about Phutrus and you think about Imam Hussein, pray for wings to reach our full potential with the wasila of Aba Abdullah. And that's what we can do. So many felicitations on the birth of Imam Hussein al-Islam. I, for one, am completely besotted, and I love the words of Abbas, who was his companion in Ashura, who said, "Hubbul Hussein ajunnani." The love of Hussein has made me crazy. And I say that with absolutely no apologies at all. Absolutely love Hussein. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.